Welcome to episode 1176 of the 1010 Thrive podcast, brought to you by 1010 Thrive Ministries. 1010 Thrive, 10 minutes a day, based on 10 guidelines for abundant living. This week, we continue our series taking a deeper look at Jesus. Martha, Mary, and their brother Lazarus were beloved friends of Jesus. Their home in Bethany was a place of rest for him, just outside the noise and tension of Jerusalem. Martha was known for her hospitality, her energy, her care. Mary, for her stillness, her listening, her longing to understand. And Lazarus was part of this trio, a family bonded by love and soon by miracles.
Rabbi, may I ask you something?
Of course, Mary, you may always ask.
Earlier on the road, I heard you telling a story about a man beaten and left on the side of the road and about a Samaritan who helped him. Why that story? Why a Samaritan?
Because stories reveal hearts. A man, a lawyer, had asked me, "Who is my neighbor?" But he wasn't really seeking truth. He wanted limits, boundaries. I gave him a Samaritan. Because compassion must cross boundaries. Love does not ask, "Who is worthy of my help?" but rather, "Who needs it?"
So the one who showed mercy, he was the true neighbor.
Yes, and I said to the lawyer, "Go and do likewise."
But how do we know when to serve with our hands and when to sit and listen with our hearts?
That's a wise question.
Martha enters, wiping her hands on a cloth, visibly agitated.
"Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to do all the serving alone? Tell her to help me."
A moment of silence. Jesus looks at her with deep affection.
"Martha, Martha. You are anxious and troubled about many things, but only one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen what is better, and it will not be taken from her."
"But the bread must be baked, the table prepared, the guests honored."
"And you do these things so well, your hands bless this house. But today, your heart is heavy with more than flour and fire. You serve with love, but don't forget to rest in it too."
"Come sit, sister, just for a moment."
"But the stew is..."
"The stew can wait, the soul cannot."
Martha slowly removes her apron and sits beside her sister, still slightly stiff, but trying to listen.
"The kingdom of God is like a hidden treasure, or a pearl of great price. Many rush through life, preparing feasts, winning praise, building barns. But the wise search for the one thing that truly matters."
"And what is that one thing, Lord?"
"To know me, to hear my words, and let them shape you, to love your neighbor, yes, but first to be loved by God."
Mary and Martha, along with their brother Lazarus, had become Jesus' dear friends. Their home in Bethany served as a place of rest, friendship, and renewal for him amidst tireless ministry. This time, when Jesus arrived, Martha, the ever-responsible host, immediately sprang into action, cleaning, preparing food, arranging space. There was much to do, and time was short. But while Martha bustled about, Mary sat quietly at Jesus' feet, listening intently to every spoken word. In this ordinary domestic moment, Jesus offers one of the most profound spiritual teachings. At first glance, the story seems to highlight a conflict of personalities. Martha is active, driven, practical. Mary is contemplative, still, focused. But the story is not about temperament. It's about attention, about choosing what matters most when life's demands press in. Martha wasn't doing anything wrong. In fact, hospitality was deeply honored in Jewish culture, an essential practice of generosity, care, and community. She was serving Jesus. Yet Luke says she was distracted with much serving. Her service, though sincere, had become a source of anxiety and resentment. She wasn't just working hard, she was comparing, judging, stewing. We know this because she finally burst in and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her to help me." Her frustration wasn't hidden anymore. It came out as a complaint, both against Mary and, subtly, against Jesus himself. Jesus replies with tenderness, not rebuke. "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things." This double use of her name signals deep affection. He doesn't shame her. He doesn't criticize her gift of service. He simply redirects her focus. Jesus sees beyond the flurry of tasks to the condition of Martha's heart. She is overwhelmed, not just by chores, but by inner unrest. She wants to do what's right, but she's lost sight of what's best. Distractions have taken her from devotion. Busyness has drowned out peace. Then comes the powerful conclusion. But one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her. Mary had chosen to sit and listen, to prioritize presence over performance, relationship over responsibility, worship over work. And Jesus calls it the better part. Not because action is bad, but because communion with him is better. Notice Jesus says Mary chose the better portion. Her posture at his feet was not accidental or passive. It was deliberate. She made a choice. So must we. We won't drift into devotion. We won't stumble into stillness. In a world of many demands, we must choose to make room for Jesus. To sit at his feet, even when the kitchen is messy, the inbox is full, the list is long. What does this look like in real life? It means pausing before your day begins to read scripture and listen. It means praying earnestly and honestly, confessing and pouring out your heart, not just presenting a list of needs or demands. It means creating space in your schedule for silence and solitude. It means listening more than speaking, being shaped by his voice. It means letting go of the false belief you must earn your place by doing. Choosing the better portion is not neglecting responsibilities. It's remembering what fuels them. When you spend time with Jesus, everything else falls into right perspective. Service flows from love, not pressure. Work becomes worship. Tasks become expressions of devotion, not burdens of duty. Let's get deep. Jesus values presence over performance. Jesus doesn't dismiss Martha's service as unimportant. Instead, he draws attention to what is most important, being present with him. This tells us while acts of service matter, they must be rooted in relationship. Jesus desires our company more than our competence. Jesus sees the heart behind the hustle. He looks past the flurry of activity into Martha's soul. She is anxious and troubled. That's the diagnosis, and Jesus names it gently. He does the same for us. He doesn't just critique our actions. He invites us into healing. Jesus welcomes us into a slower pace. Mary's stillness wasn't idleness. It was receptivity. We often equate spiritual health with doing more, but Jesus points to rest, attention, and contemplation as marks of maturity. The Christian life isn't a race to prove our worth. It's an invitation to abide. Jesus honors the quiet listener. In a culture that prizes productivity, Jesus lifts up the quiet disciple, the listener, the learner, the heart turned fully toward him. This is the one who receives what cannot be taken away. Jesus is the better portion. When Jesus says Mary chose the better portion, he uses language evoking inheritance and sustenance. Mary didn't just choose a moment, she chose the eternal. All earthly responsibilities fade, but time spent with Jesus nourishes the soul forever. Martha gets a lot of critique, but she wasn't wrong to serve. Her love was real. Her desire to honor Jesus was genuine. But she needed to be reminded, we all do, that Jesus didn't come to be impressed. He came to be known. Mary wasn't lazy. She was present. She wasn't passive. She was attentive. Jesus didn't scold Martha for working. He invited her into a deeper rest. He offers us the same. So today, if you feel overwhelmed, anxious, or exhausted from the demands of life, even good and godly ones, hear Jesus' words anew. You are worried and troubled about many things. But one thing is necessary. Sit at his feet. Let his words anchor you. Choose the better portion. It will not be taken from you. Father, thank you for the gift of your Son, who invites us to rest, to listen, to be with him. Forgive us for ways we let busyness distract us from intimacy with you. Help us choose the better portion each day to quiet our hearts and to sit at the feet of Jesus. May we seek you first, love you most, and find our peace in your presence. That's our episode. Remember, God calls you not only to live, but to thrive. Live life to the full. Today.